Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin. I'm so glad to be here with you this morning.
I am Lisa and Kenoki, and I'm dressed to impress, I hope, anyways.
You're looking sharp today, girl.
Up. Well, I'm trying to figure out. I saw.
Well, we are going to a wedding.
We are going to a wedding, and I saw it was featured in Bride Magazine, so I said, ooh, maybe I can get an extra cameo.
There you go. You dress the part.
That's it.
Go ahead and introduce who we've got on the show today.
This morning, and coming straight off, hot off the press from Bride's Magazine, you have to see, it's the wedding of BR, and we definitely want to talk about her and Waxstar in their star-studded wedding, and it was coordinated by Rock Paper Details Events, which is run by Mama Dawana, Aaron, and Blair. So we're excited. Good morning, you
so
all.
So it's a family affair.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we should say that this isn't just any family.
Mm-hmm.
Family, not only to me, but it's the Ray Charles family, like as in the genius Ray Charles.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, first of all, ladies, thanks for being here. But I got to do a little fact checking right off the top. So Lisa and Kenoki told me that not only was she invited to the wedding, but had she been able to go, if we didn't have COVID, that she would have actually been sitting at the family table. True or false?
Very true.
Oh, yay! I almost thought I was going to get whacked out of here. Good.
That's fantastic. Well, I tell you what, the article just came out in Bride's Magazine, and I guess my question is, because of the family that you all come from, and I know that you've all got your own things going, and we're going to talk about the enterprise and all the things that you've created as well. But when you are the Ray Charles family, the pressure must be on to do something really over the top.
I mean, yes and no. They know my mom and Aaron. They know I'm a little low-key, but my husband, on the other hand, he's very flashy. So, and so is my dad. So he kind of like is very out there, and I'm very kind of low-key. But yes, the pressure of kind of like having that perfect look is definitely there, which is why I have like the best team, right?
Yes. And I mean, not since both Aaron and BR were featured in People magazine with their grandfather decades ago,
yeah,
this has been their real starring thing, not to mention that they do events for other celebrities. But this one is the hit in the talk of the town.
I bet.
So tell us a little bit about you know, what went into, in terms of when you were thinking about a location to get married, BR, and your dress, that dress is to die for. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what were you thinking from the beginning in terms of, especially since you're a little understated and wanted to stay cost effective, because that's the big thing here on the dress. That dress looked like it came straight off the runways of Fashion Week. Tell us about that dress.
The dress is pretty crazy, actually. After I got engaged, we started looking for places, and that was actually the first place that I went to. And I tried on, I think, about 4 dresses, and that was the last dress that I tried on. And immediately when I tried it on, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like a princess, because I normally wear really tight clothes. I like to show off my curves, but for this one, I was just like, stuff out of the box and just do something I've never done before, you know. And when I put it on, I was just like, okay, this is it. I don't even need to go anywhere else,
you know. And I think that's the thing, when you try that one on and you're like, this is it, you know it when you try it on. So the wedding was August 7th, 2021, and you had it at Dragon Point Villa in Fallbrook, California. How many people did you have, and Mom, what were you thinking? Did you have to say, look, Briar, you can only have this many people, we got to keep it to a budget? Or were you just one of those moms that said, do whatever you want?
Well, you know, even like I tell my clients, there's always a scary number that, you know, all of us experience. And so I may have said one thing to her, but of course we had another number in the back of our heads. But, you know, COVID kind of dictated the amount of people we could have. So we limited it to 100 people, you know, about 6 or 8 weeks before we tried to get it a little higher, because we didn't want to hurt feelings. But again, we were mandated by COVID and by the venue, you know, they couldn't exceed 100. So we were pretty locked in at that number. But as far as the budget was concerned, yeah, like I said, we had a scary number. But, you know, this is my daughter's wedding day. So it was really important to me, you know, as a mom and as a planner, to make sure that, you know, her dream was experienced this day. So, you know, the wonderful thing about it is, like she said, she's very simple. She didn't have a lot of specific requests, with the exception of, like, florals, for example. She absolutely, hands down, told her sister, who obviously is our incredibly talented florist in this group, that she wanted white tulips. Well, you know, my thing is, yeah, okay, we can get that. And I'm side texting Aaron saying, is that in season? Are we going to have stuff flow in? Or what's going to happen here with these tulips? You know what I mean? So that was one of the specifics, was white tulips. And that kind of, like I said, gave us a little bit of a, you know, a little anxiousness on the side. But Aaron made it happen. So,
of course.
I kind of like to chime in on that too, because there was literally not one point in this entire wedding planning process, I think because she's my sister, that I was worried about anything. This was probably the easiest wedding that I've ever done, and she was the easiest client. I think my mom was nervous, but I was never nervous. I've known what type of wedding my sister wanted since we were 5.
Uh-oh.
So this was very easy for me. She's always loved tulips. It was so easy, and I was just really honored to be a part of it, to be a maid of honor, and to be able to bring, you know, her wedding dream to life. It was fun. It was a lot of fun for me, and I'm glad that it turned out the way it did. My mom was being the worry wart, and it ended up being for nothing.
Oh, good. Well, let me talk to you, Aaron, a little bit, because you have this unbelievable company called Frolic and Sage. And as I said to Ann over here, I said, Aaron has all kinds of candles, like, I'm sorry, I remember this one, Calm Your Ass Down. Isn't that one? Sorry, it might be too early in the morning, but for some reason, I remember that candle. I think I might have purchased that candle.
I think we both need one of those candles, because we both need to calm your ass down, right?
But those candles were part of your the parting packages that everybody got a candle. So tell us about some of the different accoutrements and things that you all used in particular, starting with the candle, and then go into any one of you can talk about the actual invitation that was to die for as well.
Okay, so I believe the idea to give away the candles actually came from BR and Waxstar. He's a really big fan of these candles. He likes to borrow them every time he comes around. So we kind of knew that it was something that they were going to want to give to their guests.
Okay.
And the song lyric was just kind of like a given. It encompassed their entire relationship, just down to ride to the very end. And most of the candles in my collection are kind of inspired by pop culture and hip hop, and it just fit. It just fit right in.
So what was the song lyric?
It was Down to Ride to the Very End. And it's the song lyric from Bonnie and Clyde by Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that.
I'm going to jump in real quick and say, once we did determine that was going to be the guest gift, let's back up a little bit. It's almost like that candle was the inspiration for everything that came after for the wedding. Like the escort card display was, you know, each person's name was on the back of a 57 Chevy, and it had their name, and on the license plate it had their table location on it, and there was a neon sign at the top that said Ride or Die.
Oh.
So kind of incorporated that whole car theme situation in the entire wedding, because it truly represented who they are. I mean, they like to ride around low riders and different things like that. So,
and so you actually had a car. Didn't you actually have a car there on premise as well?
We did. That's how he and the best man, Bow Wow, made their entrance was.
Oh, Bow Wow. Excuse us. Okay.
Yeah.
Bow Wow. Just a little name, little celebrity name was the best man. Okay.
Right. And that's how they made their entrance. It was up a hill and to Luther Vandross, one of Waxstar's favorite songs. And they came up a hill in this convertible car, and it was really something to see. And, it, you know, a lot of times grooms don't get that opportunity to make statements in their entrances. Like, the bride is a given. Like,
yes.
Her statement is just, you know, they're usually looking pretty angelic coming down the aisle. And so we wanted to give him something too, that was special, you know what I'm saying?
Well, wait, he had the whole groom's party had a Christian Louboutin. Did they have that on their shoes? Am I wrong?
They did.
I mean, really?
They did. Each one of them, they all got together and decided they were going to wear Louboutins because they wanted a picture with their feet up. So
oh my
he
God.
Convinced his brothers and everyone to make sure that, you know, they got their shoes and whatnot. And the photographer, Chantel Spostio, was able to capture that moment. It was really cool.
So we're going to get some video. We want you to give us video because we're going to put it on the website so people can, on our Instagram, so people can kind of load up and see some of these fabulous details. But next, we really want to talk about the family in terms of how you incorporated the legacy with grandfather to BR, Ray Charles, and also her dad, Ray Charles Jr., and even the great-grandchildren who were also part. So tell us a little bit about what you did to incorporate family legacy into this wedding.
Okay, so, I mean, it started initially with, you know, in the beginning we try to, you know, I call myself meddling, but I meddle in, like, all areas of the wedding, all facets of the wedding. And so the clothes, obviously, was a big deal. And I got the idea when Waxstar came to me and said, you know, I've got to figure out a tuxedo. Should I just rent something? And I'm like, absolutely not. You're not going to wear a rented tuxedo on your wedding day. So why don't we talk to Sharon Williams, who was one of the tailors and designers that Ray Charles used to have his performance outfits. She used to design and tailor his performance outfits. And so I gave her a call and said, you know, what do you think? And she was like, I would love to do it. So I sent him over there. And in doing so, then I ended up getting I wore something a little bit different too, a tuxedo as well.
You wore a tuxedo, Mom?
I did. I wore a black tuxedo.
Oh, let's hear about that. That's different. Oh, my goodness. That would almost make it easy for moms. Mom and the bride can wear a tuxedo. What were you thinking because you're the event planner? And like, how did you do that day? Were you like, this minute I'm the frazzled trying to get my event in order, and the other minute, oh, yeah, that's my daughter. Was it like or?
That is exactly what it was like. That was a complete circus. And, you know, it was very important to me that I was comfortable all day, because I felt like even though I had to stop and take that moment to come to walk down the aisle as mother of the bride, I still had to get up after that and work a little bit. As, you know, I mean, we did have people in place, obviously, to handle, you know, 99% of everything that we did. But as a planner and as her mom, I was concerned about every single detail. So, you know, I still felt like I had to work, even though everybody was telling me to go sit down and enjoy myself. I still couldn't do it. So, you know, that, again, going back to the tailoring, but like, you know, it was, like I said, important for me to be comfortable. So Sharon made both of the outfits again. And, you know, it was such a special moment for us to have, you know, their grandfather's tailor create these outfits for the groom and for myself, that, you know, there was just no question about, you know, who was going to handle that for us. So,
that's right. And we're going to have lots of pictures on our social media. So where can people go to grab that and get a vision of what we're talking about, Lisa?
At the Bride Magazine has on their site, I'm sure. And then we're going to have it on our News You Can Use 1080 on Instagram, you know, by this weekend. We should have some pictures up.
Okay, good. So I have a question for you, BR. How did Bride Magazine get involved? And I would think that having a wedding and your wedding day, as I recall, just already so much anxiety and so much pressure, that would just add to everything else that's going on, because it really almost has to be perfect if a magazine's going to be there capturing the day.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of pressure, but, you know, I'm always looked at as the calm one in the crew. And so, you know, Rock Paper Details, they had already been published before. So, you know, they were very well aware of the company. So I think when the photographer, Chantel, kind of brought it to them, they were like, oh, my gosh, absolutely. We would love to publish. So it was a pretty easy and smooth process.
Oh, I see. So the photographer actually presented the photos to the magazine, and then they decided to do a spread on it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that makes it easier.
Yeah. They're familiar with Rock Paper Details already, because we had a wedding already published with them
a few years ago. They've done many celebrity weddings.
Many
just go
celebrity
ahead and tell
weddings.
Us
yeah,
some
let's
of the
let's
other,
hear. Let's list a
other
few, can you?
Either weddings or bridal showers or baby showers, or they do all kinds of stuff. They did something for me for a client at Capitol Records in Hollywood. So tell us some of the other things you've done.
So we've got quite a few celebrity clients, and it's like, I hate name dropping, but we've obviously got permission from these people to do so. So, but some of our recent clients is Big Sean and Jhené Aiko recently had their baby shower in Los Angeles. So we had the wonderful opportunity to create that environment for Jhené and Sean and their families. We actually did Neo's wedding the first time around. I don't think that couple is together.
That's okay.
But we still
had
this wonderful wedding. Yeah, it was a beautiful wedding. And then we also have Kyrie Irving is one of our clients. We did, I think, two parties for him so far. We did his baby shower. That was kind of secret at the time. And then we also did a birthday party for his fiance. So that was a lot of fun.
And then tell us about, in terms of, and I forgot to say also, the BR is a singer, has been a noted singer and a songwriter. We sometimes forget to say that she's very talented on her own, has the Ray Charles genes over here. But tell us a little bit about, you know, the stamp and the how you came up with the invitation, and give us a little bit of those details. And then let's hear from BR in terms of, was this her dream day?
Okay. So, you know, all weddings, you know, it starts too with the invitation, and an invitation essentially presents the entire look and feel of what the guests are going to or should expect to see. And so, you know, we came up with a black, because she wanted black and white, that was really important to her. You know, we decided to do something a little dramatic and use a black envelope with the white letterpress invitations. And I was like, oh, this is the perfect opportunity to use your grandfather's stamp, because the outside now of wedding invitation envelopes is just as important as the inside because of the presentation. And I love doing wedding invitations with stamp collectives, where you just, it's almost like an art piece on the outside as well of the wedding invite. Yeah. So we, you know, obviously there, Ray Charles has his amazing set of stamps. I had a collection that I had been saving actually for quite a number of years since the stamp collection came out. And I thought, I'll take one sheet, but then I've got to go on eBay and all these different stamp locations to try to find enough to, you know, create this collection. And I was able to find them through various sources. And so that's how the outside was curated.
Wow, you talk about paying attention to details.
Yes.
That is just... that's amazing. And I also love that we're talking about two different things, that not only the fact that this wedding was featured in Bride Magazine, but the fact that you're all in that business and how you pay attention to those details.
Yes.
When you go and do a celebrity event, baby shower, birthday party, wedding, whatever, do these people even have to start with the budget, or do they just give you carte blanche?
We wish that was the case.
Oh, so
yeah, what you're saying, we wish that we would have an endless budget, but even, you know, even folks with endless money, they all, like I said, everybody has a scary number. I mean, I have to say, without name dropping too much, Kyrie has to be probably one of the best clients so far who says, I just need you to do what you need to do. He doesn't give a budget. He just says, I just want it to be amazing. And so whatever you want to do is fine with me. Just, you know, put it all together. Tell me what it's going to cost and make it happen. So that's that. He's never said, no, that's too much or anything like that, which as a creative for Aaron and I, that's probably one of the best things you can hear coming from a client, is to just be free to do it. You know, go ahead and do whatever you want. Right. So,
and Aaron, what are some of the favorite things about what you do? To be part of people's lives and you know, big events and things like that. I mean, I know it's a lot of work and there's a lot of details, but do you love it?
It is, but I think the best part of what we do is the reveal.
Mm. Yes.
I think I live for a reveal. I live for you not knowing exactly what you're going to walk into. And then when you walk into it, it's bigger and better than what you imagined. And that's just, I think that's just my favorite part. I don't know if I can speak for everybody else, but I will never grow tired of seeing that.
You know, I think they need their own reality
they
show.
They do. This is something that I have been saying forever.
I know.
They're
let's
beautiful.
Do that.
If you
we know
see
people.
Them, all three of them are beautiful.
We know people.
And, you know, we have to try. We're gonna really push this after today. We're pushing this again. Well, and the other thing.
We're into it.
Aaron, you don't say this, but your candles are
Where can
handmade.
I get those?
Handmade. You're actually sitting, making sure the details on these candles. Tell us about that again, because I do think we should support you all in terms of some of the other things that you have going on, especially when people know how great it is. I mean, I myself bought tons of them for last Christmas.
Yeah, great, great Christmas gifts. You know, aside from being great party favors that nobody throws away. you can buy them online, frolicandsage.com. And yes, it is a very intricate, detailed process, but that's part of the magic. And I think you can feel it when you get the packages. They're not just your average, ordinary candle that you can find in the mall. You probably never find them.
Tell us some of the other, what's some of the other names on the candles?
Yeah, tell us the funny ones, the bad ones. We want.
can I say the curse words?
You can curse.
Go ahead.
She's a cursor.
Yes, my best sellers, of course, are Calm Your Ass Down, Life Is Shit Up. I have so many. Enlighten the Up.
Oh no, we can't say that.
You got to turn me off. Got to turn me off.
We'll put a beep in there.
Yeah. But yes, I have so many.
But usually, just depending on the season, I mean, they're pretty universal gifts. Today was a good day, I think, is one of the most popular ones I have, because it's motivational. It's a conversation starter if it's on a table at a party. But yeah, that's where we are.
Well, that's great. And because Lisa got invited to sit at the family table, that means we get the family discount, right? Right. All right, ladies. That's well, right. We just have a little bit of time left. This was just so amazing talking to the three of you. And not only, you know, thank you all for sharing your special day, but BR, I think Lisa had one last thing. And if you can do this in the last couple of minutes, you know, just give us an overview. And, you know, now as you look back on your special day, what was it like?
It was very fun. We were in the moment, but I want to note there was a little chaos the night before.
Uh-oh.
That nobody.
Yeah, we need to know that. We should have started.
Okay,
with that.
So
tell us.
So the fun thing is that the 57 Chevy, the person who was supposed to bring it, he wouldn't tow the car to the venue.
Oh my goodness.
The two of us jumped in the car at 11:30 at night and drove from San Diego all the way to LA to go pick up. By the time, nobody knew, we just got up and left, and by the time we get to LA, we're so sleepy we can't drive back.
Uh-oh.
So we park the car, sleep at my mom's house, wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and head back. Everybody's looking for us, like, where are they at? They're supposed to be getting ready. Like, what? So we get back, we're literally exhausted, we're trying to function, we're like eating breakfast. No one had any idea that we never stayed there that night because everyone else was in the house.
But you wanted to make sure that detail was not left out
of
the wedding.
We needed the car. It was the best part.
It was a grand entrance.
It was. And it was just an amazing day overall. And I wouldn't have changed anything about it.
Thanks, BR, the bride of the moment. Thanks, Erin, the sister of the bride. And thank you, Joanna, the mother of the bride, and all of them part of Rock Paper Detail Events, which we absolutely love. And you all have to look them up. Check them out.
That's right. And also, don't forget to go to Frolic and Sage and check out those candles, because we all need to calm the hell down. Is that it?
Calm your ass down.
Calm your ass down. I'm sorry. All right. And with that, we want to thank you for tuning in to this crazy edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for.
This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.